Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have the privilege of having Brent Lane with me in the studio today.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for coming. We are going to talk all things about maybe some scams going on.
Sure.
Facebook scams. But first, y'all have won the 5th ACM Award. This is such an amazing feat. I mean, 5.
Well, you know, so Cat Country 98.7, along with News Radio 92.3, is locally owned by Dave and Mary Hoxing. Mm-hmm. And in fact, this is the 20th year for Cat Country in November, 20 years. And we are relatively unique in the story that, especially in modern times, radio has been around for a long time, right? I mean, we've celebrated 100 years of broadcasting. Cat Country was a brand new frequency that was released by the Federal Communications Commission in about 1986. That frequency for Pensacola, 98.7. And so Dave and Mary Hoxing applied for the license and got it, and it takes a while to germinate that. When we talk about being locally owned and locally managed, and you and I live here and go to church here and eat here and we go to restaurants and Publix, and we do all the things here, right?
Right.
And that's really unique in the broadcasting business. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when they got the license in 1986, they had this vision of how do we go about accomplishing, you know, the goals that we might have. The station didn't actually sign on. If you know Dave Hoxing, you know that Dave plays a long game. 1986, the license. 2003 is when the
right.
station actually came on the air, and 100,000 watts to serve Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
That's right there.
Right. And then not too long after that, 1620, which is News Radio's broadcast home on the AM dial, they actually moved it from, Bruton, and then it ended up moving to Gulf Breeze as the city of license. So we're excited about that. And then it became 92.3. And still, if you're listening to us on 1620, thanks. And
yeah.
I
did have a friend yesterday that it was kind of fading, and he switched over to AM.
Okay. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. This is a little bit of a side tangent to that, but something to be aware of right now. We as broadcasters are very much interested in having a lot of people reach out to folks like Marco Rubio or Rick Scott or Matt Gaetz, because there's a lot of question about whether AM radio will continue to be put into new cars. And so AM radio is a different kind of frequency than FM radio, and they each have some really, you know, unique properties. One of which, for instance, ESPN Pensacola, who is on 1330 AM and is one of the properties that is part of our group. But do you know that is the largest AM radio station between New Orleans and Jacksonville? And in fact, the signal goes from New Orleans to Jacksonville. It's a 25,000 watt AM station. So this massive amount of coverage across I-10. Well, if there's a hurricane, and we're about to be in hurricane
season,
there's a lot of ways to get information to people who are far, far away. And if that was to be removed from your car radio, and there's a lot of people that say it's just not a needed format anymore. Well, we particularly live in an area where if a hurricane comes, you can have no internet for days on end. You can have no power for days on end. Mm-hmm. AM radio is the easiest thing, you know, to get your weather radio out, crank it up, and all of a sudden you are listening to over-the-air broadcast. And so it really is a significant concern from people who have the opportunity to protect our community by getting information out. And so I would just say, as a quick side tangent, tell your congressman, tell Matt Gaetz, tell Rick, tell Marco Rubio, you want AM radios in cars, and that is very important to what we do for a living and how we provide for the community.
And do they just not want to, or is there actually a reason why they're taking it out?
Well, I think that, you know, you get the more and more you get smart cars,
okay,
you know, the more and more the argument that it's just taking up space. You know, it's like your ability to access, that's not that important. And in fact,
it's important.
Very important. So your ability to, you know, to have that happen and be able to connect people through both, you know, everything from phone calls to, you know, whatever you might have, that is significant, especially during a time of, you know, disaster.
Absolutely. We have a phone call. Thank you so much for calling in. How are you this morning?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My name's Deborah Gale. you can't get into contact with Rubio's office. I have tried long distance and locally. You can't even get Social Security, the question on Social Security, let alone AM radio.
Hey, I got a great suggestion for you. I do, really, really and truly. Like, try tweeting.
I'm legally blind, and I don't do Twitter.
Well, I get that. There's a couple of different ways that you might be able to get in touch with them.
I've tried. I've got a local number for them, but the thing of it is, all you get is voicemail message. And the thing of it is, too, with this AM radio, I remember in a childhood having talk radio in New York City. CBS was AM. And, you know, now they want all these electric cars. And the electric cars cost more. They go on fire more easily. You know, and now they want to take out the radios.
Well, the benefit to you is you have the ability to reach out. And I know you're suggesting that it is difficult to do.
No, it's frustrating.
I get it.
I mean, you can't. I've called long distance to Washington, D.C., with regards to Social Security, whether we're going to get our benefits this next month.
Well, I'll tell you what. Can I give you the number to the local Pensacola office?
I already have it.
Excellent.
And you can't get on there. It's all voicemail message. Obviously, they don't seem to care about their constituents. It's just awful.
I'll tell you what.
We elect them. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I do want you to hang on. I'm going to grab your information off the air if you can hang on for a second, because Andrew McKay and all these guys have the opportunity to talk to these guys pretty regularly, and we can slide them a note that says you would really like to talk to them.
Well, I already have, and it just, they don't know anything.
Okay.
The aides don't know anything.
Well, I do know the squeaky wheel gets the cheese, so just keep on at it.
You got it. Thank you so much for the call.
Bye now. Thank you. Bye now.
Have a great day. She's right, though. I mean,
it's difficult. It's frustrating. I can understand. I mean, if you try, I can see that how that's frustrating, but a great suggestion.
Yeah, there's multiple office levels. There's honestly, reaching out on social media sometimes is the best way to do it, because all these guys kind of interact in that space. Mm-hmm. And, I promise you, sometimes it's an aid check-in, and sometimes they have systems that monitor the aggregate of what is being sent that way. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's a great way to make an impression, especially if you have a concern at not just the local level, and obviously in your case, but in my case, for the AM radio concern, that's a big deal.
Definitely. So, like you said, reach out.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for
and
sure.
And tweet. That works?
I would hit them on Twitter.
Twitter?
I would definitely hit them on Twitter right now.
Facebook, DM them. You've got this.
Yeah. You can slide into Marco Rubio's DMs.
No, you
just be like,
DMs.
What's up? What's going on? How are you?
Hey, you don't answer your phone. Here we go.
That's it. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Brent Lane. We're talking about their fifth ACM award. Congratulations. We're going to talk a little bit about, when we come back, success through service.
Okay.
Perfect. Sounds good. Welcome back. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning, 10:17, here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have Brent Lane with me this morning. We do have a phone call, Brent. Let's see.
Okay.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. Did you have a question this morning or a comment?
Yeah, two things. One is this AM radio and cars.
Uh-huh.
I think I've heard that one of the comments was that the EVs interfere with the AM radio reception.
Oh.
And I didn't quite understand that, but I have a Chevy Volt, which is a hybrid with a gas engine and a battery EV. And I'm driving around it right now, and I changed to the channel 1370, and there's no interference, AM. So
well,
it's a false argument.
Well, you know, I think you're probably right about that. I think that some of this has to do with, depends on which frequency you're talking about. An EV vehicle does end up having a little more electromagnetic interference, but that's not necessarily a reason why we should abandon something that for 100 years has served our communities. And the National Association of Broadcasters is definitely working to create that. In fact, I just saw that the entire board of directors of the NAB has signed a letter to request. In this case, it was, I think, to Ford, who said they were going to do it. But they, you know, finding a way to work around whatever issue they might have would be the best situation, especially given the amount of, you know, the incumbents on us as broadcasters to make sure you get the right information in a storm.
Yeah, well, I agree. And the bottom line is, one of the arguments is that it interferes, but there isn't.
Right.
You go talk to people with EVs and ask them if they run an AM and if they have interference or not. You know, talk to Tesla owners, okay, and you'll find out that, hey, there's really no interference.
I want to get your name and use you as a reference.
Thank you so much for calling in this morning. We truly appreciate it.
I got another comment.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Your Congress critters, Rubio and whatnot, phone calls really don't count, okay? Because, you know, as soon as they hang up the phone, you don't exist, and phone messages. Okay. It really helps to have an email or like you said, tweet or something like that, Twitter. It's documented and the public sees it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Like I said, leaving a phone message, they don't exist. You know, as soon as they hang up the phone, I forgot it, it got erased, whatever. Tweets in public record, you know, and public sees it.
That's true. You know, I hadn't thought about that. You are right. Social media is in public record, so you want to be, you know, that's a great point, man. So if you're trying to get somebody's attention, that is also a great way to do it. And we find more and more times that Matt Gaetz or Marco Rubio will respond that way. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
And they say, oh, we didn't know that or something. I says, you know, here it is. You know, oh, by the way, you know, you can't ignore it.
Surprise. Have a great day.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yep.
So we had a friend text in. I'm in an EV and on the AM and no problems.
See, that's great. That's great.
There we go. So let's talk a little bit about success through service.
Sure. Well, you know, so you were talking about 5 ACM awards. Mm-hmm. And when we started the conversation, we were talking about this being the 20th anniversary of Cat Country. And it's really, you know, it's certainly an honor. And this is about to be, I'm coming up on 18 years
wow.
at the radio station. So I've been here for, you know, a long time and sort of been in the woods from building up really a brand new radio station. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget the very first thing that somebody ever said to me while I was wearing Cat Country yellow. I had arrived. I was told, we're going to a parade, get in the car. Here's a shirt. And this woman came up to me, and I think this might have been like the Pace Christmas parade. And she had never met me before because I literally just got out of the car.
Yeah.
And she goes, with tears in her eyes, says, I will never forget what you did for me during Hurricane Ivan.
Oh, wow.
Without you, and mm-hmm. when she was saying you, she meant the radio station. Mm-hmm. Without you, I would have never known where to get water.
Oh, wow. What an impact.
Right. And that really just set a tone for me mm-hmm. from day one. That this is really about service, and you can give. And that's really what the mission of every radio station. Uh-huh. By the way, like at the federal level, our mission is to serve our communities mm-hmm. in a time of crisis particularly. And we are fortunate enough to have a bunch of professional broadcasters that thrive in a time of crisis. And, you know, Hurricane Sally was a fantastic example most recently. Of people who were able to step up, and we work long hours, and that really is true. But mm-hmm. that's really what the stations are at the government level. We're given a license to serve, and so in thinking about that over the years, there's a certain amount of embodiment of success through service. And how do you take what you do professionally at any job, and then turn that into success through service? And I, you know, I'm sure there's probably many a broadcaster that is. Smoother than I. There's, you know, there's you and I, we come to this from different backgrounds mm-hmm. and everybody approaches this at a different level. But the unique thing that we all approach it with is service. And so when you go in and you're helping the senior chill out and the opportunity uh-huh. to give some fans to, you know, elders in your community who may not otherwise have it, it's really a service thing. And so I have found, and I think our team has found over the years, that success through service really is a thing. It really is important to our community. And the ACM for CAC Country and a Florida Broadcasters Association for News Radio, or a Marconi or an Edward R. Murrow, those are all things that are direct reflections of the radio stations working to serve in the community. That's literally our peers saying, you know what? That's amazing. You guys did a great job reflecting your community in a time of need. And almost in every instance, that's something that we are recognized for. So the ACM Award, I'm very honored Absolutely. To be a part of that team. Mm-hmm. But it is always the same thing. It is verifying by peers at a national level that we've served our community and continue to do the right things with the opportunities we're given.
And it being your fifth, it shows continuity and it shows, you know, dedication to the community. So it's really awesome. And people that support you, they support our community.
Well,
so
I appreciate
it. It's amazing. It's wonderful. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Brent Lane. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about scammers on Facebook, right?
Today's that day. Let's do it.
Welcome back. Hope you're having an amazing Tuesday. Here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, we have Brent Lane. We're going to talk about scammers because there was an issue today.
Well, and there's always an issue when it comes to Facebook. So in the last week, the European Union fined Facebook a whopping like $1.2 or $3
billion
with a B, billion dollars for privacy.
Wow.
Leaks more or less. So we're, you know, we have a lot of people worried about TikTok and what TikTok might do. And, you know, Montana is like, I'm going to ban TikTok. Well, the one thing that more people use Facebook than anything else, right? So we're talking 100 billion users and active users. I saw somewhere is like 60 billion, right? So there's a lot of people on Facebook. Unfortunately, there's also a lot of people who clone an account versus hack an account. And you should definitely know the difference, what the difference between a cloned or hacked account is. A hacked account is like somebody gets into Tammy's Facebook and then starts sending their friends Venmo requests or whatever, right? I really need an extra $20.
Maybe we should keep that.
Right. So, but a cloned account is when somebody takes Tammy's photo and says, hey, I'm going to start this other account.
So there's two accounts
instead of one. Right. So there's your account, which is for real. And hopefully your friends are like, I thought we were already friends. And then reach out to you.
I've had that so many times. I'm like, well, I don't accept it.
So now here's the thing that is a easy way for you to stop your friends from getting cloned accounts of you.
Okay.
In the privacy settings of Facebook, you can go in and set the privacy setting of your friends list to be viewable by only you.
Okay.
That removes the ability for a scammer to see who your friends are.
Oh, that's true.
And then go after them. Because the idea is that you are already connected, right? So maybe you find an old friend and it's like, you know, Mike Wiggins part do. And Mike reaches out and you're like, I thought we were already friends, but you go ahead and collect him anyway. Well, that's really a scammer now getting your photos and access to your accounts and that kind of stuff. So easy way to help a friend not have that happen is to go into your friends list and make it viewable by only you, and it immediately kind of shuts down. It's like, you know how that in the graphic where they have the match and they're lighting the match and it goes all the way across and you take one match out and it stops the flame?
Okay,
this is you stopping the flame of scamming, and it's an easy way to do it without costing you anything other than to say that some your mutual friends are like, I don't know what happened. I thought we were friends.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So how many times have you been cloned?
Oh, I'm in the 500.
For real?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, since 2013, somebody took all Carson. My son is now almost 20, but on Facebook, in some cloned accounts, he still looks like he's 13. And they took a camping trip, and what they do is they go and make it so it's like I'm on an oil rig and can't get to my son in boarding school and send me money, and it's crazy.
The insanity. Thank you so much, Brent Lane, for joining me today.
Glad to be here.
I truly
anytime.
Appreciate it. It has been a pleasure having you. Coming up, we have the Florida Department of Health. More to unpack here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have a Fox News update followed by a local news update in our newsroom.